This meditation is something I've written today. It's called Coming Home to Yourself. So it takes aspects of everything that I've been putting together in my sort of live and awake side of things. It's good to have you here. Tonight is and today is not about being good at meditation. It's not about forcing the mind to be quiet. There's nothing to prove here. Nobody needs to perform, that's for fact. But you've already done the most important thing. You've arrived. And that's key. So get that position where you feel yourself comfortable. You lean back, place both your feet on the floor or whatever you want to do. Maybe just land your hands in your lap without any ceremony or whatever you want, and just allow your eyes just to close comfortably. And the key thing here is that you remain in charge of your own practice. You may move, you may open your eyes, you may stop at any time. If anything feels out of too much or out of kilter, whatever it is, just return to the room, feel your feet. And this is an invitation, it's not a test. So for the first part of our time together, I'm going to guide you into this quiet inner peace. Then my voice will dissipate, it will stop, and we'll sit together in silence for about 20 minutes. I'll keep the time. You don't need to. You don't need to wonder or wander. You just need to be exactly where you are, and I'll bring you back gently. So let the body know that it's supported, and you do that through grounding and through your breath. So begin in the room, if you like, where you're sat now. Just notice the temperature of the air against your skin. Maybe you can hear one sound nearby. Maybe you can hear one sound a little bit further away. And understand that nothing has to disappear for you to become present. In fact, you can feel the places where your body meets what's supporting it. The chair beneath it, the floor beneath your feet, the cushion or the bed or whatever it is you're sitting on your back. And then you can just give a little bit more of weight to that support. You don't need to hold it, hold yourself up, just allow yourself to fall into that space. And then just allow sort of your body just to relax, maybe allow your facial expression just to drop a little bit, ease the space around your eyes, let the shoulders fall by in just that smallest amount. And when you do this, you realize that the body never needs to be told twice. It knows the way back when you give it permission. Now, one of the things that have helped me greatly through my life is the ability for me to come out of the fight or flight and into the parasympathetic system. And we do that by taking five conscious breaths. One complete breath in and one complete breath out. That's one breath. And then we let the next breath arrive naturally and we leave it without chasing. So let's just start now. Let's take a nice breath in and out. That's one. Then an in and out, so breathing in, breathing out. It's two. And another one in and another one out. That's three. And then one more in and out. Four. And then in and out. Five. And now you can let go of counting. In fact, you can say quietly inside yourself, I'm here now. Not the version of me yesterday, not the version I should think I should be tomorrow, but the version I am here right now. Now, I'd like you to imagine that there's a path in front of you. You don't need to see it clearly. You may sense it, you may feel it, or you simply might know it's there. Maybe a path through a woodland or a space where you're comfortable with. Somewhere you've never been before. Let it take its own shape. There's no correct picture to create here, by the way. And then just slowly begin to follow the path with an easy pace. Feel the ground beneath each step. Notice the air. Notice the space around you. Nothing is chasing you. Nothing is waiting to nudge or judge you. And as you walk, just become aware of the noise you've been carrying. Maybe the unfinished conversations, the things that need doing, the opinions of other people, the pressure to know what needs to come next. You don't have to fight it, don't have to fight any of it. Just notice the weight of it. And at the side of the path, there's a place where you can sit down. And this little place here, we're actually going to just leave all of the things that just come into your mind and set them down. They don't need to travel further with you tonight. We're not throwing away your life. We're not putting things anywhere else. We're simply putting things down that don't serve us for a little while. So take these thoughts, take these weights that you've been carrying for a little while and just set them down. And maybe even just set down the need to solve anything. Set down the need to appear strong. Set down the version of you that keeps working for its right to belong. Just set it down. And you can return later on for anything that's truly yours. But for now, leave it there. And then just continue walking a little bit lighter and brighter. Because ahead, the path will begin to open. There's more light, there's more space. The air feels still. You're moving towards a place that asks nothing from you. Nothing at all. And the path brings you to a quiet place. It may be a clearing, a shoreline, a hillside, a warm room, or simply a feeling of space within you. Let it be what it is. But just find somewhere to rest. There's nothing here that needs your explanation. Nothing is asking for the polished version of you. You don't have to be wise, don't have to be healed. You don't know what any of this means. You don't have to. But you do feel again the support beneath your physical body. And just allow yourself to go into the place of rest, into this quiet place. And in a moment, my voice will step and stop away. And the silence is not a gap in the meditation. The silence is the meditation. Thoughts may come, feelings may move. Your body may want to adjust. And just let all of it be human. If you become lost in thought, return to the feeling of one breath just leaving your body. If the silence feels uncomfortable, just return to your feet and remember that you're sitting safely with others. And you don't need to use this silence to search for an answer, for a message or a sign. Just let this silence have no job. Let yourself be here without turning yourself into something that needs to be fixed. At this point, you don't need to become anyone. You're already here. And I'm going to leave you here now. You're safe. You're not alone. And for the next 20 minutes, simply sit in the silence and just come home to yourself. See how that feels. Just begin to notice my voice again. But stay where you are. Don't have to leave your quiet place. Just feel the breath moving in the body. Feel the support beneath you. And then just slowly take one slightly fuller breath in and just let it go slowly. And just imagine yourself now standing in this quiet place. There's nothing you need to bring back as the proof you were there. The stillness is enough. And you can start to begin to follow the path back. And as you pass the place where you set things down, notice whether anything truly needs to be picked up again. Leave what can wait. And carry only the things that maybe you feel belong in your life. Notice that without you grading your meditation. You don't have to achieve silence. You simply stayed, and that is the practice. The work is the listening, the work is the slow return. And when you're ready, you can slowly start to move your fingers, wiggle your toes, and come back into the room. Thank you for joining me on this meditation. I appreciate you, your time, and everything about it. Have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing. And just remember, one breath at a time. Be love and give love. Take care. Bye-bye.